Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the line this morning, Ken Crewley, political analyst, politicsandstuff.com, taking a look at the changing political future that could be coming soon here to Western New York. Ken, thanks as always for joining us. You wrote about this recently. It all kind of starts with the mayoral election in Buffalo and Sean Ryan and what then might happen, the trickle-down effects be. But we'll start there. In the race for Buffalo mayor, has it struck you as kind of sleepy? It was a hot contest heading into the primary, and then ever since Mayor Chris Scanlon decided to drop out of the race, we haven't really heard that much.
Yeah, that's true, Brian. It's been relatively quiet as things go, but I expect now we have a little over 50 days left before the election, and things will pick up considerably as they close in on that date. At this point, Sean Ryan, the Democrat candidate for a mayor, is the odds-on favorite to win that office on November 4th. And as you mentioned, that will, if that does come to be, that will trigger some other potential events, starting with a special election to fill his Senate seat, which would happen probably around the end of February.
And right now, Ken, who do you think might be interested in that seat, if it is up?
Well, Assemblyman John Rivera has actually been moving around and talking to people, union people, party people. Someone else who's widely mentioned as a potential candidate is Jeremy Zellner, who's the Erie County Democratic chairman. At this point, I haven't heard of any other names. There's a couple of Democratic Assembly members who are holding part of that district in their own Assembly district, but I don't expect them to run. So those will probably be the two names that would go forward. The way the process will work is that all of the four recognized parties in the state will select their candidate. There's no primary in a special election. And then the election will be held, as I mentioned, sometime around the end of February.
The name that we keep hearing more and more, and you mentioned it as well, Jeremy Zellner, the Democrat Party chair. Where does he perhaps fit into the changing picture?
Well, he's been the chairman now for 13 years. He's is very skilled and helping Democrats win election, has done that with many candidates over the years. He has some support from the suburban towns which make up this district. The one thing that should be noted is that although Sean Ryan is a resident of the city of Buffalo, when you look at the demographics of the district, it's 80% suburban. Zellner has been a lifelong resident of the city of Tonawanda, and he knows the area well. He's got support, I was told, by the chairs of the Democratic parties in Tonawanda and Amherst, which make up almost 70% of the registered voters in the district. So he starts off with a pretty solid base of support. The Assemblyman Rivera His assembly district actually starts in Buffalo and goes south, and most of the district is in the town of Hamburg. So it's not in the demographic area that this 61st Senate district is located.
Ken, you know, Zellner, he's the Democratic Party chairman, and he's the Democratic Elections Commissioner. Does that put him in an awkward position, whether he's selected for the special election?
Well, my understanding is that he, if he is nominated for the election, he would have to resign his position as commissioner of the Board of Elections, and he can still remain party chairman. He was elected to that previously, so there would be somewhat of a change if he became the candidate.
The 2026 election cycle, I mean, we're talking about a special election here that might really get it kicked off. Do you expect that to be really a midterm that gets a high turnout around here in Western New York?
Well, for the special election, specials never have very large turnouts. I expect later in the year, in the November election, there'll be pretty decent turnouts around here and then elsewhere around the country. But I, in specials, it's a relatively small amount of people who choose to come out and vote for that.
You know, what are the top races this fall besides the Buffalo mayor race?
Well, there's a number of town supervisor offices that are on the ballot. The one in Amherst is getting a lot of attention. Sean Lavin, who's the deputy supervisor of the town, is the Democratic candidate for the office. Dan Gagliardo is the Republican candidate. I expect him to spend a lot of money over the next month or so. So that one will be highly contested. Most of the other offices in the county, not so much. There's a lot of offices actually have only one candidate running. But there is one other one that supposedly is going to have some interest, and that would be in the town of Hamburg, a candidate named Josh Collins, who lost the Republican primary in June, is now saying that he's going to run a write-in candidate as a candidate. And so there would be basically two Republicans running and one Democrat. And so that might turn that town into an interesting area. That remains to be seen. Depends on how aggressive all of the three candidates get. But that of the ones around the rest of the county, that's primarily the ones that are going to be attracting attention. There's several court seats on the ballot, but they're all cross-endorsed, and so there's no contest there. So even in November, although the mayor's race will certainly attract a lot of attention, there will only be isolated pockets of attention in other parts of the county.
Well, interesting to watch for sure. And Ken, thanks for keeping us up to date on all of it. Ken Crewley, politics and stuff, political analyst, joining us live here on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.